Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Elizabeth?
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth. This is Aaron calling you from INS Law. We've just received your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Ah, yeah. Is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Elizabeth, is I'm just going to go through the application process with you and your inquiry. So I'm just going to start off by gathering some generic details for data protection, if that's okay. Okay, so I've got your name here as Miss Elizabeth Waddell. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, Matthews.
Mrs. Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you have any middle names?
Yes, Byrne, Byrne.
Byrane, is that correct?
No, it's Byrne.
N-E, sorry, my bad. Okay, and I've got your email address here as lizzywad65@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or is it Gemail or is it Gmail?
Gmail.
Gmail, okay. Okay, and what's your date of birth, please, Elizabeth?
17/10/65.
17/10/65, was that?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your current home address, please?
And then they give you that.
What's that, sorry?
So I have to give you my address as well.
This is all just for data protection, you see.
All right, it's 54 Fleming Terrace, Edwin in Ayrshire.
Okay, could you spell that road name for me, please?
It's Fleming
Okay.
Terrace.
And is it Ayrshire, did you say?
Absent.
Evan, yeah, I've got that. Postcode KA120XE.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just bear with me. Okay, and just to inform you as well, Elizabeth, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and do you know what address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
Oh, sorry, say that again.
Can you recall an address that you lived in prior to being in care?
Yeah, I lost it. 54 Springmill. No, it's 54. I can't really remember that.
That's okay. Can you remember?
No, it's 54 Scott Road, Edwin.
Okay, yeah, no worries, I've got that. Perfect. That one there, that one there. Oh, Evan. Okay, what's the name of the GP surgery that you're registered at, please?
Sorry.
What's the name of the GP surgery that you're registered at, please?
Eglinton.
Eglinton, is it? That on Kilwinning Road? Yep, okay, perfect. Okay, and am I able to get the names of your mother and father if they're known, please?
They're both dead.
Okay. Starting with your mother's name, please.
It's Jessie.
Jessie.
My mum was with my stepfather when they put me into the home.
Okay. Okay.
Jimmy, a couple of CID came to me about a good 15, 16 years ago, and they told me they would be in touch, but I've never heard back from them about
And who was that, sorry?
this. It was two CID.
Okay. And was that for the abuse that you may have suffered during your time in care, was
Yeah. Yeah.
it? Okay. That unfortunately isn't something that we deal with ourselves. This is a separate matter just towards the Scottish government themselves. So that is obviously, by the sound of it, a police matter. So what I could recommend for yourself is obviously if you potentially remember where the station that these two CID came from, you're more than entitled to give them a call. But yeah, obviously with the Scottish Redress Scheme, they just hold the local institutions and councils. They hold them obviously a fault for obviously wrongdoing that they've done during the time in care. So it's not so much more so down to the individual in itself, if that makes sense. Okay. So just going to your back to your mother's name, sorry, you said it was Jessie. Is it the same name as Waddle as well, like you?
No, McLean.
McLean.
It was Jessie McLean Robertson Burns.
Okay. How am I spelling McLean? Is it MCLANE?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Got something right on the Monday so far.
I know.
So you said Jessie McLean
Robertson.
Robertson. And then what was that last name, sorry?
Buns.
Okay. And obviously, you've just briefly mentioned that it was your stepdad and your mum that put you into care at the time.
Yeah.
Was it your stepdad that was on the birth certificate at all?
No, it was
No.
my real dad,
Okay, do you
Thomas
know?
Robertson.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
He did work with my mother, my dad all together, the family. And then my mum and my dad split up.
Yeah.
And my mum moved to Edinburgh, my dad just fell in Blantyre. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Was you known by any of the different names during your time in care, Elizabeth?
No.
No. Okay. So you was known by Elizabeth Waddle in care.
No, it was Elizabeth Robertson. Waddle is my married name.
Ah, right. Okay. Elizabeth.
And been saying in the past we've been called Gollywog and that because my second name was Robertson.
Yeah, no, I get you. Okay, so obviously you've changed your name to Elizabeth Waddle by marriage.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's fine. Okay, and have you applied for any advance payments from the Scottish Redress Scheme themselves?
No, I
No.
don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Okay, perfect. Thank you for sharing that information with myself. So in regards of the communication preferences with yourself, Elizabeth, as well as giving you a phone call, are we okay to send you email and texts?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. We'll never send you, not really out by the post, as we are a paperless company.
Yeah.
You'll only be notified by email of when we receive your application number, just minor notifications, but everything is predominantly a phone call from ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of at all?
Yeah, I've got asthma. I'm a severe asthmatic,
Yeah.
epileptic, diabetic. I've got
Okay.
osteoporosis in my spine, a rare
Yeah.
trachea made, and I've got
Metal.
a bad neck that I've already been in and had some of my bones taken out and put back in tape by titanium in my neck.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to go back and get that done.
No, of course. So is
My
there any
health is in good health, it all happened. So
Yeah. So is there anything terminally diagnosed?
What do you mean? Apart from asthma and epilepsy?
Yeah, so terminal meaning like is there an illness that you've been diagnosed with by a doctor or clinician which only gives you a certain amount of a length of time left with life?
No.
Okay. And would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application at all?
What do you mean?
So if anything was to happen to you during this application process, we have a point of contact to carry on this application on your behalf with somebody else of your nomination.
My husband.
Yep, okay. Am I able to grab your husband's name, please?
It's Lindsay. Lindsay. That's Lindsay James Waddle.
Perfect. You've got the same middle name as me. What's James's date of birth, please?
It is called Lindsay.
Oh, sorry. What's Lindsay's date of birth? Sorry.
It's the same to fifty-six.
2nd of the 3rd, 1966.
56.
56. Sorry,
Who's making you younger? He's in 66, honey.
I
He's just a year older than me now.
know. I do apologize.
It's all right.
Okay,
I'm
and
a
do we?
big compliment for him.
And do we have a contact number for Lindsay, please?
It's just the same as this one.
Okay, so there's no alternative contact number for Lindsay, right?
No.
Okay. Okay, and he lives at the same address as yourself. Okay, perfect, Elizabeth. So thank you very much for all that information so far.
Okay.
I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to the application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay? All right. And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we'll just go at your pace with
I'm
this
more
phone
I'm
call.
more very good at trusting people in there.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand that. It's a quite common kind of like issue, especially with some wrongdoing during time in care. But I do just want to reassure you, Elizabeth, that we're here to help you and support you through this process. We're not here to, judge you or criticize you in any way. We're here to listen to your story and get you the compensation and the apologies that you deserve. Okay,
Right.
so we're on your side here. We're here to help you.
Okay.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and your options around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand that all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. But the three options that you are entitled to, Elizabeth, is option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, Participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application.
Okay,
but INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Okay, so at this stage, Elizabeth, can I just clarify, do you have any other representation when it comes to the Scottish Reader Scheme at all?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So what that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of breach of charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap percentage of 19.2%.
Okay.
Okay. So it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. Okay, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Yeah. My husband will carry out there and get like a daughter as well in the mail.
What was that, sorry?
I don't go out the house anymore either. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can understand. I'm sorry that it's come to them situations for you.
Mm-mm.
Is this all the effect of your time and care, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go through that time and care with you very shortly, okay?
Right.
Okay, so if instructed, Elizabeth, what we can assist is whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review all evidence given over the phone today. And then what I'll do for yourself is I'll prepare and submit the application to the redress scheme in order to obtain an application number on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the redress scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made for your application further down in our process. And we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered and offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Okay.
Okay, so what that statutory waiver is that I've just briefly mentioned is that if a redress offer is made and accepted by yourself, we will fully explain the statutory waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'd never be expected to accept any offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay,
you also do have a right to cancel, Elizabeth. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. So if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your case cancellation rights still remain.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so are you happy for the work to begin immediately whilst your cancellation rights are still in place?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, we can do that for you. Okay, Elizabeth, what I'll also need from yourself as well, so we can formally act for you, is we will require proof of identity for verification purposes. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID being a driver's license, a passport or a birth certificate, alongside the proof of address data within the last 3 months. Okay.
Right.
But I'll send you an email after this phone call with a list of what we can accept in regards to the documents that we require.
How
does
that get those to
you? What was that, sorry?
How's that getting to you?
Well, you can email them to ourselves, or do you use WhatsApp at all?
Yeah, well, my son uses WhatsApp, so I can get him to do it.
Yeah, you can. Your son can send us over the document via WhatsApp, which is all obviously encrypted and private with ourselves, and we'll upload that to your case file then.
Right, if you send me things like that, I'll get him to send those back to you.
Yep, okay, no worries. Our WhatsApp number will be in the email that I send to you after this phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what I'm going to do for you now, Elizabeth, is I'm just going to go through your time and care with you, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you able to tell me the first care setting that you was placed at, please?
What do you mean?
So when you was put into care, what was the name of the care setting that you was placed into?
One day can you remember being in that care home from there? Now it's an hospital now.
What was that, sorry?
It's on the Kowinning Road. It's on the Kowinning Road. It wasn't now a home, but it's now a daycare center now, in a
Okay,
because
what was
the government shut it down.
Yeah, okay. What was the name of the road that it's on, sorry?
Kowinning Road.
Kilwinning, the same
Was
as your
it
doctor's.
Ribbon? No. No. I can't remember the name of it.
It's on the same road as the
It's Fort Dutton.
Just down from the police station.
It's just across from the police station.
Yeah.
Nice place.
Okay.
It's just because it's a new police station, it's just been built.
Yeah. So is that Kilwinning Road the same as your doctor's, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, just bear with me whilst I'm gonna have a little bit of a search.
It was a bit worse for me because I was a bit older than the other children. I got put through, like, a wee kind of cottage thing through the back.
Yeah.
So it was easier for them to come through to see me than anything else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Was it Burnside Children's Home at all?
The what?
Was it Burnside Children's Home?
I'm not sure. Was it the Bedburn Children's Home? Maybe the Bedburn Children's Home?
Red van.
I think that's what it was then, because the Redburn Hotel used to be just up from it.
All right, okay. Okay, let me have a look.
Just can't remember. I'm trying so hard.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I completely understand. Right. There's Dalrymple Place Children's Home. That's in Avon. You've
And
got.
that was the other one. There's another one.
Okay, and then the only one that's coming up on Kilwinning Road, which obviously may not be correct, is Burnside House Children's Home.
Yeah, probably as well. That's what it looks like. It just looks like a big house.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, and can you remember the year that you was placed in there at all?
I was 15. No, 14. Nothing extra.
Okay, just bear with me. So you're 14, born in 1965, so about 1979.
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's fine. And how
I
long was you
spent
there?
9 years.
Yeah.
I was there for about 3 months.
Okay. Okay, and after Burnside House or Children's Home, was you placed anywhere else at all?
No, just there.
Just there. Okay, that's fine. What I'm going to do for you, if it's okay, Elizabeth, is I'm just going to get a little bit of a brief statement from yourself and just see, you know, hear about your experiences during your time there. Is that okay? Okay, so whenever you're ready, you just tell me about your time in Burnside.
Well, at night after meals and that, we would wash up and tidy up the dining room and stuff. And then I would help the other kids get washed and get ready for bed. And then I'd go along to where I was and I'd go to get through their office to go to my bedroom. And then at 8, 9 o'clock, that's when they would start coming through to the room.
About 8 men?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it was like that, and it was up at night.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry that this happened to you.
It's okay. But it was one, but it wasn't, it was two.
So was it that you went to your room, was it, and then you were followed?
Yeah. And then sometimes if you were coming to the room to go and do something, they would scalp my bum.
Yeah. I was then followed by...
Oh, the corner, the corner, you enter every corner.
Yeah. And was it just you in this room, or was it, you know...
No, it was just me, because I was older.
And when they cornered you, Elizabeth, what is it that happened to you?
Well, did it touch me?
Okay. And when you was touched, was there any, severe sexual assault involved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when we're saying about severe sexual assault, is it rape that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Get me to touch them and everything.
Take your time, Elizabeth. You're doing amazing. You take a breath. I'm sorry that this is so difficult for you to talk about.
I'm asking, okay, you're still waking up with nightmares here.
Yeah, I can imagine it's not the nicest experience to go through at all. Okay, and did this happen on the only one occasion, or was this repetitive?
No, most nights. Between 2 and 3 times a week.
Two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and was there anybody that you told about it?
I tried to tell my mum, but she just said I was a liar.
Okay.
And they wouldn't do things like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that for you, Elizabeth. Okay, Elizabeth. I do apologize for upsetting you. I'm not gonna ask any more questions or get you to talk about it anymore at this stage, okay?
Okay.
I just needed a bit of a brief understanding on what happened to you. So I could, you know, understand and assess the, you know, the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. There's four types of abuse that the redress scheme look at. There's neglect, there's physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse. Obviously, based on what you just told me there, Elizabeth, obviously, yeah, you do meet that criteria for the Scottish Redress Scheme. So we're able to pursue with your application. And from what you've told me, that, you know, there's two types of payments that we can go for yourself. There's a fixed payment of £10,000. And basically, this is just a fixed award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's also an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. So with that one, we'll provide support and evidence and documents, records, alongside a more in-depth witness statement from you that we'll get further down this process. So we'll get that from you in, you know, a couple of months. We don't have to talk about it, as of recent. And what we'll do there is, you know, we'll just go into a little bit more detail than today. It'll be one of my other colleagues that I work with who specialises in this. And they'll be able to just go into detail and, you know, get the understanding of how it affects you, what has affected you, how it affects you in terms of a day-to-day life. And be able to put that in a more in-depth witness statement for you, so then we can provide that alongside your application when we submit at the end. So this decision is based from a closed independent panel, as I've mentioned, behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All we've been notified of is when the panel will be looking at your application, and also what the panel will award from your application as well, or on, you know, the story that they've heard from what we provided. Okay. I'm going to put you forward for that individually assessed payment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Elizabeth. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No.
No, okay. I wouldn't put you down as being a criminal. You don't sound like one.
No.
Okay, and have you received any relevant payments in regards to the abuse that you've suffered?
No.
No, okay. Okay, well, what I'm going to do for you now, Elizabeth, is I'm going to send you out an email which is going to contain your application form of part one and part two. The part one is just the generic details that I grabbed off you at the start, and the part two is just a little bit of the brief statement that I've just typed up for yourself regarding your time in care.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside them documents, there's going to be a client care letter, which is basically is a bit of a hi and welcome from ourselves. This is what we do for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a conditional fee agreement, which just explains our percentage that we take, which again is 19.2%, but that just breaks it down for you, and so you can see it, you know, visually. And then there's also a letter of authority as well, which is basically just gives us the right to act on your behalf and obtain all your records for you, and use any support and evidence that we can to help your case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is all going to be sent out to you via email. And what we'll need from yourself is to electronically sign these documents. So you'll receive a link via a text message, and that will be from ourselves. All you do is you click the link, and it'll bring up these forms that I've sent out to you. And if you want, I can give you a call back maybe this afternoon, and I can give you any assistance that you need in regards to any help that, you know, with these forms. But obviously, if in the meantime, if you do manage to complete them, they are quite self-explanatory and quite easy to do. But yeah, if I haven't received anything this afternoon, I'd just give you a call back and just see if you would if you need any assistance. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, that's fine, Elizabeth. I'll get these documents sent out to you, and I'll also send you the email with the request of a proof of address and identity. As I said, it'll have our WhatsApp number in there for you, so when your son comes round, or you know, whenever he's there, you can just send them a document over to ourselves, and we can upload that to your case file, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, Elizabeth, do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I'm all right.
No, okay. I hope you're okay. Thank you very much for your bravery and your courage. And as I said, my name's Aaron, and I'm here to assist you throughout this initial process, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time today, Elizabeth, and I hope you have a wonderful morning.
Thanks.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.